The county and Park City have discussed creating transit links to Camas and Francis, but you're a South Summit resident, said they have to examine carefully how feasible that would be.
We can have pipe dreams all we want, and yes, it would be in the betterment of everybody if we could put buses there. But the real reality is, if people are going to have to wait, especially when it's 10, 15 below zero, either in their cars or outside when they've been dropped off at a parking lot, for a bus to come, they're not going to do it. They're going to get in their car and they're going to drive to the Park City and then drive to their work. If we can come up with a plan, and that's why I suggested we talk both with the Camas mayor and the Francis mayor, to see if there's not a place that we can rent from them as a parking lot, because we can't use Food Town. That is not right unless they actually give us a signed contract of a lease agreement there.
He said they need to get more information from officials in Camas and Francis and look at how often buses could go to that region.
I heard a person from UTA a couple of years ago, when we started asking about expenses, and he says, we can afford to do anything that you want to subsidize. And so how much are we willing to subsidize? How often are we going to run the buses? And will it be directly to certain parts of the city, or will we have to change two or three times? I think that the event is worth researching. I think we need to talk with the two councils and see what they suggest and see what kind of people they think we can put on those buses to pay a portion of it. But I think we're going to have to make it feasible and make reality really count. We do know we need to get cars off the road, and it's a matter of what kind of enticement.
Another topic at this week's meeting, he said, was how to keep traffic from clogging the road systems at a peak time.
And maybe if we just ask certain businesses to change from, say, 8 to 7 o'clock in the morning or whatever it might be, or 9 o'clock, that would help to a certain extent. But the peripheral damages or the peripheral tidal wave effects will also be great. And the fact is that many mothers and fathers will have kids in school and they know what time those kids get out. Or maybe the mother and the father will ride together to work and one starts at 9 and one starts at 8. That's not going to work out really good either.
While council is tackling big topics such as transit planning, the workload of their weekly meetings has decreased lately. Council is taking next week off, as well as another week in April for spring break. Yours said it's a sign of progress at the county.
I think it shows that we now have administration in place that's handling the problems themselves, and we're not having to do that much. We're not having near the planning and zoning problems we are. We have the Boyer Group right now, or the tech park there, that's 99% of any discussion we have. All the rest of the developments, and there's a lot out there, all the rest of the homes being built, they are being handled by staff, and they're being handled in a common sense, reasonable manner. And things are not rising. Everybody's not appealing the decision of the planning commissioner, this, that, and the other, and coming to us.
County Council Member David Ure. For KPCW, I'm Rick Broth.